In my Bay Area neighborhood, I'd made peace with homelessness and panhandling. I'd built a moral grading system justifying when I gave and when I didn't. I gave to the crazy man, but not to the addict or the guy who'd blown through his inheritance. I gave to the local food kitchen, and I gave a lot. But when I arrived in Rome for a 3-month sabbatical, I lacked a filter for the heartbreaking array of need on the street. The old women who knelt and prayed seemed clearly in need. But the gold-toothed gypsy girls carrying babies, I never knew if they were scamming me or not. Early one Sunday, I walked along a street near the Colosseum. I'd been warned about gypsies working the area, so I wasn't surprised when I saw a teenager limping toward me on crutches, begging. If it had been later in the day, traffic would have obscured a second man with an identical pair of crutches dragging a similarly twisted leg working the opposite side of the street. In the empty tableau, I thought they really should have adopted different disabilities, and I ignored the gypsy's plea. The following day, I joined shoppers on Via del Corso to take advantage of winter sales. A young woman wearing a brightly striped gypsy skirt begged from a wheelchair in a doorway, her legs folded at a distorted angle, reminiscent of the gypsy boys. Another scam, I thought. Hours later, I took a seat on the bus to go home. I looked up to see the young woman from the wheelchair, standing on her one good leg, struggle to lift her chair onto the bus and pull her deformed leg up after her. I rushed to help, but she completed her task before I could reach her. The coins I dropped into the next outstretched hand couldn't assuage my guilt. From that day on, I give to anyone who asks. I don't know if they need it, and I don't care. With a Perspective, I'm Bonnie Smets.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.